someone who has difficulty traveling far to get the COVID vaccine called the state, or called someone from the state, and was given an opportunity to get the vaccine in a location very close to her house. However, the date to get the vaccine was on Shabbos. So she asked me if she's allowed to get that vaccine on Shabbos. So the question is, how do you view someone who needs a COVID vaccine? And she was otherwise healthy. This person does have potential, is a high-risk individual for a variety of reasons. And so the question is she allowed to get the vaccine on Shabbos? So how do we view this type of individual? Professor Weiss has a few tshuvos dealing with this, and he views someone who is otherwise healthy, even though they have risk factors, they can't be considered a chola sheyeshbo sakana, someone who is in a dangerous situation where they actually have the sickness right now. So that he thought would not be the case. But he categorized someone as a chola she'ein bo sakana. It's exactly hard to quantify how you view such an individual. This individual has its potential risk factors if she were to contract the coronavirus. And Rav Asher Weiss in a tshuva, he says that he allowed Amira Lenachri for a chola she'ein bo sakana. In other words, you're allowed to have a non-Jew do work for you on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Chav Ches If Yud Zayin writes that someone who's a chola she'ein bo sakana can tell a non-Jew to do to treat him or her on Shabbos. Rav Asher Weiss says in the tshuva it only applies to cholim or zakenim, to sick people or elderly people. Shim yid b'kuba machla sakanasim gadola, with someone that if they were to contract the coronavirus, then they would be in grave danger. Also, or lerofim shechayi archeirim tuluyim bahem, or perhaps if they're frontline medical professionals, doctors, that other people depend on them. They're also in a dangerous situation. Because they also, even though they themselves are not sick, but they come in contact with a lot of sick people, so they could contract coronavirus. But only shar inche dama, but won't apply to other people. So in other words, Rav Asher Weiss allows someone treat someone who has risk factors, either because of age or because they have underlying conditions or because they come in contact with a lot of sick people, to be considered a chola she'ein bo sakana, for which Amira Lenachri would be permitted. Presumably that would mean for a non-Jew to actually drive you to a hospital in order to get the vaccine on Shabbos. However, he said that he only permits it b'makom she'im lo yitchasenu b'Shabbos lo yuchlu l'hitchasen ela la'achar zman lo yadu. It's only in a situation where if they wouldn't get the vaccine on Shabbos, they would not be able to get vaccinated until some future unknown time. But if someone can just get it the very next day, then you obviously should not rely on Amira Lenachri. Would you be allowed to carry documentation? Because let's say you need to bring your ID, and you'd be taking, let's say, a taxi, and you get out of the taxi, you'd probably be walking in a Rishus HaRabim. So would you be allowed to carry the documentation? So he cites in his tshuva, a tshuva by Rav Shmuel Engel, who was the Av Beis in Galitzia. He died in 1935 in Chela Gimel, Simon Mem Gimel, where he talks about a case where, according to the law, everyone has to carry documentation or identification, and if he's found without it, then he goes to jail. Is he allowed to carry this on Shabbos in an indirect way, or would he have to stay at home for the entire Shabbos? So he thought that you could be lenient to carry this identification in an indirect way, such as under his hat, because he feels that there are three drabonons here. It's not only not Daraisa, but there are three potential drabonons here. Number one is he thinks that nowadays we don't have a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. This is like the Ramah in Siman Shin Mem Vav Sif Gimel. And this is the Taz's position, the Magen Avraham's position. There are many different requirements to make something a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. which doesn't apply nowadays. Secondly, if you do malacha d'oraisa, you carry it in an indirect fashion. It's only a rabbinic prohibition. And the third opinion, the third point, to knock it down even further, is that he writes, Kevan she'ein lo inyan b'nisiyus ha-te'uda el lehinat sel min ha-onesh hevi malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. The only reason why you're carrying the documentation is to prevent you from being punished. You don't really want to carry. You have no desire to carry the documentation, the identification, but you're only carrying it so that you won't to be saved from punishment. That's called the malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. So he says there are three drabanons here. You know, it's not deraisa. It's knocked down to one drabanon. It's not a shisram deraisa. Number two, you're carrying it in an indirect way. And he says, a little bit of a chiddush, that it's a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. And Rav Asher Weiss in the Tshuva says, even maybe with two drabanons, you could be leaded in the case of chola. So he concludes that if we're talking about a situation where you need to get vaccinated, if you're permitted to get vaccinated, in the cases above, someone's a high-risk individual, and if he doesn't take this date, then we don't know when he's going to get another date. So then he thought you can be lenient, even in a double drabanan, and even for a tzorech tzatz choli hitiru, even for a little someone who's slightly sick, they're lenient, and certainly in this case, he thought you could be lenient. Are you allowed to get a car ride home? So normally speaking, if someone goes to the hospital, let's say to get a treatment, let's say because it's they go to the emergency room and they're in a chola she'en bo sakana, whether they're chola she'en bo sakana, chola she'es bo sakana, they're sick, they're not feeling well, and they get treated. So they presumably could be sent home also with a non-Jew, presumably because the non-Jew, because again, they're probably still in a state of chola she'en bo sakana, because they're probably still a little bit sick, they're still bedridden. And so in that case, they probably would be allowed to get a non-Jew to drive them home. If someone is healthy, so then you might not have the leniency to take a car ride home. In other words, maybe to get the vaccine, you're chola she'en bo sakana. But to go back home, if you're otherwise healthy, so maybe you would have to stay in the hospital to the end of Shabbos. However, you might be able to be lenient if in the hospital, there are a lot of people coming into the hospital who may have COVID, and so there's potentially dangerous, maybe. So that might be a reason to be lenient, so you can have a non-Jew drive you home. So I guess just to summarize, what I told the person is that try to get a different appointment. The appointment's for another 3-4 weeks. Try to get a different appointment that's close by. This person, because of her underlying condition, was only able to get can only get an appointment that's close by. So I said, try to get another appointment. If in the next 3 or 4 weeks you absolutely cannot get another appointment, there are grounds to be lenient to get a non-Jew to drive you to the hospital and to carry the identification in an indirect manner. And if there's a concern of COVID, of getting COVID or remaining in the hospital, then one would be able to take a non-Jewish car service on the way back home as well.